This goes to Dr. Gregory Page, PAGE, fax 616-225-6064, regarding Mary Satterlee, S-A-T-T-E-R-L-E-E, date of birth 10/11/1941. Dear Dr. Page, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Satterlee, whose last visit was February 19th of 2024. She had several rechecks scheduled, a visit scheduled. However, she fell and had a fracture of her right hip, requiring a right total hip replacement, also fractured her wrist since her last visit. So she's here today for follow-up. She's feeling better, no more falls since the hip fracture and wrist fracture. She's ambulating with a cane for stability currently. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no new urinary tract infections, and she does remain on prophylactic Keflex, 500 milligram daily for prevention of bladder infection, and no current edema. Medications, she's on Lasix 20 milligram daily, the Norvascus 5 milligram daily, and she's recently started on Ozempic 0.25 milligram once a week, and Januvia's on hold since she started the Ozempic, and she's on Crestor, Allopurinol, Metoprolol, Glipizide, and the Keflex also for UTI prophylaxis. Physical exam, weight is 148 pounds. That's a 6-pound decrease over the last 18 months. Pulse is 71 and blood pressure left arm sitting. Large adult cuff is 150 over 62. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft and non-tender. No ascites. No peripheral edema. In labs, most recent lab studies were done June 12, 2025. Creatinine is 1.85, which is stable. Calcium 10.4, sodium 139, potassium 5.2, carbon dioxide is 28, albumin 4.2, phosphorus 3.9, estimated GFR is 27 at the 1.85. Glucose was 200. Hemoglobin is 13.0 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with stable and slightly fluctuating creatinine levels. She will continue getting lab studies done every 1 to 3 months. 2, hypertension, slightly higher in the office today, and we've asked her to check blood pressures at home, with the goal being 130 to 140 over 80, roughly. And she will do that and report back with blood pressure readings within the next week. 3, diabetic nephropathy, currently stable. And she's tolerating the Ozempic very well. And 4, proteinuria. That will also be checked with the next lab study. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.